From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators have voted 61-20 to remove President Dilma Rousseff from office. The senators found the suspended president guilty of breaking budget laws. Acting President Michel Temer has been sworn in to replace Rousseff. She was accused of illegally using money from state banks to cover deficits in the federal budget. She is alleged to have used the phony figures to gain support during her successful re-election bid in 2014. Rousseff denies any wrongdoing in the matter. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States. Kerry spoke at the Indian Institute of Technology, touching at one point on the ongoing dispute with China over territory in the South China Sea.
We want to support a code of conduct for the management of the South China Sea. We support diplomacy in an effort to try to resolve this with an understanding that there really is no, quote, military solution. But on the other hand, we will stand up for our rights.
The top U.S. diplomat said further cooperation between the world's two largest democracies is essential for confronting global challenges. Russia's defense ministry says Russian warplanes killed up to 40 Islamic State militants during a raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. It says IS spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was among the dead. A senior U.S. defense official says the Russian claim is untrue, calling it an attempt at disinformation. The official says al-Adnani was being watched for some time and was killed in an airstrike on a village north of Aleppo. This is VOA News.